Becky, we are ready for you. Come on up. You'll turn on those microphones. There.
Are we on?
Dave, will you turn those microphones?
Do you want me to use that?
No.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to come and tell you thank you for all your support. We're off to another fabulous year at the Learning Center. It's critical that we have community support, financial support for our programming. And so I just wanted to say thank you. We really appreciate you. We want to invite you to come by anytime. Come see our kids. Come and come see what we do. So we have a lot of kids this year. We in September and October is our really busy time because we're doing new enrollment for preschool. And we're also screening kids for their developmental screenings. And so far in September, the SPED team has, the special education team, has screened 130 children in Sublette County. So we're really excited about that. And of course, in October, there's just as many, and that's the time that we identify those kids and then pick them up for services. So that's really exciting. We have 54 kids in preschool right now in Big Piney and in Pinedale, with more coming in. We tend to pick up a lot more kids after the screening process is completed. So we're really thrilled about that. And we also have an increase in the Dolly Parton reading program that we just started. So when we picked up that program and we became the affiliate from Sweetwater County, from United Way, there was about 145 kids. And we've grown that to 177 as of this morning. So we're really excited about that. And that program I told you about when I came and did the request. But what that does is it gets books into the homes of children birth through age 5 once a month. So we're really excited about that. So a lot of good things happening for the Learning Center. We're looking at an annual fundraiser again this year. We're going to mix things up a little bit. And as you know, we've done Dancing with the Stars for years. And we are having some we have some feelers out there at about an All Stars to wrap up this fundraising series.
I do have to just plug in here that Commissioner Rawhauser is a hot dancer.
Should be copied.
Here we go.
I have shrapnel. I can't dance.
So more to come on that. So that's been a great run, Dancing with the Sublette Stars, but we feel like this is probably going to be our final year and do a wrap-up series. We're really excited about it. Venue is a big deal for us because we anticipate a ton of people to attend this. It's pretty incredible. As I sat down to email all of our former dancers that have been involved to support Learning Center, the ones that still live here is about 70 people. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and judges and sponsors, and so we're in that inquiry process right now. But we're looking at a couple venues here back in Pinedale for the finale. So we're looking at the Ice Arena. But I've been talking with Grant over there, and he's new, as you know, to this position. And so we're talking because it sounds like there may be some changes happening at the Ice Arena with ice on, ice off dates, that kind of thing. And so we're going to talk later in the month. But and we're also looking at the auditorium at the high school.
Yeah.
Just because of viewing, that would be really...
That'd be a really good place to watch it.
It would be. And if we do that, then, of course, we would have a cocktail, pre-party, looking at Rendezvous Point for that, and then after party there also because of... You can't have the typical kind of setup at the auditorium, which, we really like to have for sponsors, and people like to have the evening to be a cocktail hour and drinking and dancing.
We've been through that.
Yeah. So we don't know yet. We don't know what the venue is going to be, but so it's fundraising. That's where we are with that. But we're really excited. Our grant for temporary assistance for needy families is, again, with the state. We have so many preschool spots we can fill with that, and we have 13 of those 14 spots filled. So children that qualify for that grant get preschool at no cost to the family. They have to qualify with the same income requirements as they do for WIC. So we're really excited to be able to be reaching out to all demographics in the community, which we feel is really important for school readiness and success. So in a nutshell, that's what we're doing. We're just so thankful for your support. So thank you so much for investing in our kids.
You bet. So. We appreciate you taking time to come give us a little report.
You bet.
Appreciate that. Go ahead.
Just to refresh my memory, your screening programs are what age groups?
Birth through five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's been, over the years, very valuable.
Thank you for that, because it
really helps those individuals get started in the right track, right fashion. So I'm sure you've seen it. We are actually saving the school district money.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it does. Intervention at an early age is just huge, huge. Yeah. So.
Good job.
Thank you. Any other questions that I can answer for you guys?
After watching the homecoming parade, there's a grundle of kids out there.
Oh, man. I know. I love watching those kids come down Main Street. It's so neat to see our community do that.
We've got some long, cold winters in Sublette County, don't we?
Well, and it's really neat because one of the things that we found with this reading program through Dolly Parton Imagination is that we're tapping into families that we haven't been able to reach before. We've had advocates giving it out at the food basket at the library that may not know about the Learning Center, so it's a door into being able to reach those families, which was, we wanted to do it as outreach, you know, so people get plugged in and get their children reading, but it's been really neat to see those families come forward with that, so.
Very good. Thank you, Becky.
All right, you
appreciate
bet.
It.
Have a good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Yeah. Okay. You bet. Ladies, would you like to come on up? We'll have you introduce yourselves because we don't have you on our schedule.
Yes. My name is Mandy Moffitt and I work with the SAVE Task Force. And then this is our new Sarah Hunt. This is Jordan Hatfield.
Nice to meet
you. So she's our new violence and volunteer coordinator. Thank you, Mary, first of all, for fitting us in really fast. Rob made a really fast phone call last night, so I will make this quick. I think you guys know the drill. It's October, so it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We're going to do it every October. So we're just asking that you join us, the governor, the three towns, in claiming October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month and by signing the resolution. Do you want me... I know we're short on time. Do you want me to read it? Do you want to
I think
look at
we read one not too long ago.
There, that would be April. That's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we do this twice
Joel
a year.
Read one.
Yeah. They're a little different every year, but for the most part,
I don't know that we need to.
For the sake of time, I understand.
Okay. That'll be great.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the resolution supporting Domestic Violence Awareness Month for 2017.
Second.
Did we have one? Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve October, right, as Domestic Violence Awareness Month by resolution. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, let's provide the media with a copy of that. If they would print it.
You bet. There's the pretty one. Is that one for us?
This is our pretty one.
That's your pretty
and
one.
And then we'll give the media the non-pretty one that says the same thing.
Okay. Thank you. And
thank
nice
you very
meeting.
Much.
Thank
nice
you very much.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. Okay. Mary, let's take care of your business now.
Okay. I agree. Completely. It's going to be fine.
So, Mr. Chairman, we received, it's that time of the year when we will start getting requests from the schools about our scholarships. Commissioner Rawhauser and I have visited a little bit about that, and I believe we're going to bring you some information and some recommendations to our next meeting.
True.
But I wanted you to see that we did get a certificate from Pinedale High School for being a 30-year scholarship donor.
Mm, wow.
So
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we got that. I have a number of bonds for you to approve today.
Mary, while you're passing that out, can I say something about the scholarships? I had a meeting on Saturday with the American Legion, and they are very frustrated with the lack of participation of students in Boy Scout and Girl Scout. It was one of the suggestions that that be one of the criteria for us to look at when we decide to award a scholarship.
Involvement in Boy State and Girl State.
Involvement in Boys and Girl State.
Extra credit.
Extra credit.
Interesting.
So, that's, and they were very excited about that. So I will be speaking with both of the counselors to let them know that it's no more important than ACT or grade point average or whatever, but if you have a tie and one person is participating in Boys and Girls State, they put them a notch above, making it very, very important. And like I said, the American Legion is looking for anything to get more kids involved.
Stipulations are highly looked upon.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so the bonds that I have Melvin Kinnikin, who is the Secretary Treasurer for the Big Piney Marbleton Airport Board. I have Kelly Sellers, who is the Treasurer for the Sublette County Weed and Pest.
Does the Weed and Pest have a new director?
They do.
Who is it? Do we know yet?
I'm assuming it would be Julie Kraft.
Yeah,
is it Julie?
I think it is, but
it Julie?
I don't know that officially.
Well, I don't either, but yeah. That would be the logic.
Makes sense.
Did they make it official, Maxine? Do you know?
I don't think they've announced it.
Okay.
Julie's saying she's
yeah.
Yeah. Margaret Kojal, who is the treasurer for the Big Piney Cemetery District. And Maureen Rudnick, who is the clerk for the town of Pinedale. And to keep this just separate, I have a voucher, a request for funds from the Pinedale Airport Board. if you recall, this is out of their reserve money that we hold.
Okay.
And Roxana moves that money right to their account. So if you just stamp it like right here on the front,
okay,
that would be good.
What is their project?
It says on there it's a seal, crack seal something.
Seal coat, pavement marking, okay.
Yeah. They've got a couple of projects going on this summer.
Seems like Pano said there was lights on one of them.
Yeah. They've got a lighting project, and then they had, there were like three, I think. Mm-hmm. So. I don't have much for you today.
Darn it.
If you'll recall, a while back we received a letter from the BLM concerning our right away for, this is for the old groundwater monitoring site at Pinedale 1, which is the old Pinedale dump. We have, yeah, we have a water, we have to do water monitoring up there. Okay. So we needed to renew our application for access up there. So okay. I have just an application for transportation utility systems and facilities on federal lands.
Okay. We'll need to accept that by motion.
Yeah.
I so move.
Second. There's been moved
the world over here, sorry.
Yeah. Moved and seconded that we enter into agreement with BLM one more time for access to our water monitoring at the Pinedale 1 site. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Is there a fee associated with this one, Mary?
No.
There shouldn't be. But
no, the only thing, we have to submit this application, and then we have to also give them the letter about our insurance, yeah. You know, which was a new requirement last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
two for you and one or two for me.
Well, you figure, you're the math person.
And, Mr. Chairman, that's all I got.
That it?
That's it.
Excellent. Sheriff was in here and he's
on the phone.
Why don't you grab the bills and let's get those paid real quick. Because you drove, you had to buy the gas. Excellent.
That was the gas.
Did you ask Mary for a credit card or?
No, I bought their lunch, so they. Yeah.
Yeah, this credit card thing is really getting to be a pain. We need to talk.
Where's your no pen, Mary?
Yeah.
It's on my desk.
I told you that Senator Ramsey said hi, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You think he's gonna quit before he to put the governor in a position to make an appointment before he ends his term?
I don't. I honestly don't.
I would be a little surprised.
Yeah, I would be really surprised. Wouldn't surprise me if he jumped in again.
You know,
I know he's getting tired, but
he
yeah,
oh,
it's just however his health is.
You know, looking at all the activity and everything being accomplished right now by the U.S. Senate,
yeah.
I think I'd quit.
Yeah, no, yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Holy cow.
I'm fine, but I didn't know there were two of you.
I'm seeing double.
Have any old business that we can talk about, Commissioner Rothauser, while we're doing this?
I do.
I was hoping you would.
Of course. We went to Waco and had a couple of good meetings about workman's comp and about the rings of death in terms of the miles around the community with planning and zoning. So that was a couple days last week.
Was that in the EELU committee that you talked about that?
Yes, it was. And they've incorporated another committee with ours.
Right, the government operations.
Government operations,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's right, yeah.
So the next thing is, I have here a meeting over the scholarships. We had that on the way down, had a very good discussion, and we will be bringing that to you next month for discussion.
Good.
Everything has discussion behind it.
It'll be good to have a little more conformity in that process, so that'll be good, Mac.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, it's very easy to get a scholarship. We need some rules that when we have to take one away.
Needs to be right. There you go. And it needs to be a little bit more objective rather than subjective.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I just got a text this morning from the fairgrounds. They want to come to the next commissioners meeting to just talk about all the things that are going on in the future.
Yeah.
Everything that has gone in the past, whether it be the cutting, the rock show, the fair, everything went very, very well. A lot of compliments about our facilities, and everybody wants to come back.
Yeah.
So I think Jay and his crew are doing a fantastic job out there promoting what we have to offer here in Sublette County.
Right.
I have Doc is going to talk about the meeting we went to last night because he is an expert, and I did not want to take his thunder by any way, shape, or form.
I did field a request to change liaisons between the waste management and the fairground.
That'll be fine. Tom, how are you going to do with that?
All right. Is that it, Commissioner
Yes,
Rawhauser?
That's it.
Commissioner Noble?
Do you want to skip to Sheriff for a minute, or do you want to continue?
Yeah,
he's
early, but that's all right.
As you know, they passed the new bill about bringing in any special districts, and we can do that anytime. Here's the stipulations. So we can invite, for example, Wheaton Pass in, since they have a new director now.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to meet these requirements.
Right, yeah, for us. Yeah.
Which I thought was intriguing.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question there?
Because
I had it down there and I didn't really get it answered. Why wouldn't, if we have all these special districts, why wouldn't we want each one of them through the course of the year to come in and talk to us?
Yeah.
And just say, what are they doing?
Yeah. So
anybody that we give money to.
It would give us information. The only thing it does not give us is a say.
Oh, absolutely.
But this is not towards creating new special districts?
No, this is the special districts that we have.
Okay.
And, they can come in. We can ask them some questions. We can ask them to show us their budget. I do not know what our authority is if they choose not to show us their bank account or their budget. I don't think we have any authority.
They have to provide with the new special district. They have to provide you with their budget their information.
If it is asked for, or only if it's asked for, or
yes.
Or
no. They have to provide it because it's required by the state.
But we don't have to call them in. That's up to us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's what this legislation was about, is that you have the ability to call them in and discuss their budgets with them.
Right.
Where before, they could send you a letter and say, hey, tax, three mills for us.
So your answer is absolutely. Why wouldn't we?
Right, and just for...
For our knowledge.
For our knowledge, and spread it out over the course of an entire year.
For our edification.
I'm sure Mary's seen the paperwork there that they have to fill out, and those are the things we can discuss.
We had all that paperwork.
I'm sure you have.
Well, it was available to you guys in your file.
Why don't you hold that thought there for a minute, Tom? Renee, if you don't mind coming up while we're paying some bills.
Sure, I'd love to.
We can continue.
And I will, and others.
Yeah, whoever you would like to come up.
Part of my coalition.
Bring them up. We'll apologize for the noise.
No, it's great. I'm working on.
Stop.
We have lots of partners here.
Yeah, why don't you stop down there, Commissioner Rawhauser?
Oh, goodness.
I'll finish the problem.
And we'll give these ladies our undivided attention.
And Mr. Sheriff back there, and our chief, and Randy. And Kay. All parts of the coalition. Everyone in here is a part of the coalition, even Max and Alana.
Okay,
terrific. Did you get my email?
I did, thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
I'm headed out of town.
No, that's great. That's fine.
about to leave you.
You can pull up a chair or you can stand.
I'll stand.
Okay, very good.
You're kind of informal.
How are you?
He looks like,
Joel?
Yeah, you were better just a few weeks ago.
You're better than...
Rotator cuff.
Already repaired?
Yeah.
You got... I don't see the coffee table that you're supposed to have.
It's there.
Oh, it's way down there, not doing any good.
Yeah, my arm's propped against it.
He's got a longer arm than other folks.
He does. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, last month in September was Suicide Awareness Month as well as National Recovery Month, and we wanted to bring some awareness to those two issues. And I missed the deadline to meet you guys last month for your September meeting here in Pinedale. So we've come together as a coalition to thank you for your support in the community for the work that's going on. Even though you may not know it, some of the county agencies, like our sheriff's office and fire, as well as SAFE and treatment court, many agencies participate voluntarily even for suicide prevention and the help with substance abuse in the community. So those are county agencies and people who jump in to help with education and support, and even if it's a make a few extra copies for a meeting that's happening in like 10 minutes. So there's lots of different people who have helped in the process of making Sublette County suicide free for the last year. Mm-hmm. And yes, knock on wood.
No,
hooray.
I'm sorry, you're mistaken.
What's that? In November?
Oh.
What? When?
Missed one this past week.
Oh, nobody let me know.
That data, though. Okay.
Yeah. We have a coalition meeting this Thursday, okay. So I was not aware of
September.
That.
Okay, fine. It's at the end of September.
Sorry.
That's too bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So I was knocking on wood, but maybe we'll go another year with limited. Yeah. So I would like to read a short letter to the commissioners. So the Sublette County Prevention Coalition is committed to collaborating with its agencies to address suicide as well as alcohol and drug prevention. Sublette County is one of the few counties in Wyoming to have a successful treatment program that ensures its residents receive the best possible path for recovery. Treatment Court and additional agencies like SAFE, Southwest Counseling, High Country, the Sublette County Sheriff's Office, and many others are among a few agencies to help ensure success for program participants. Partnering agencies are a strong voice in the Prevention Coalition. They help bridge gaps in services. The Prevention Coalition and its partners are thankful for the Commissioner's confidence in these much-needed program services in our rural community. Prevention agencies can help assist residents to get clean and sober without the heavy expense. The need to provide these residents with an effective pathway for support is essential to keeping our community streamlined for success. Luckily for residents in Sublette County, discussions between agencies are beginning to enhance more services for participants in the county with substance abuse issues. With the issues of substance abuse and mental health in Wyoming, we need to provide support in Sublette County. The need to provide support in Sublette County is a revolving door of discussions and partnerships. Suicide is a concerning issue that the Sublette County Prevention Coalition addresses on a daily basis, and we are dedicated to reducing the suicide rate. Our county has had an ongoing effort for all avenues of prevention and suicide prevention, and we are passionate to continue that goal in our community. In 2016, Sublette County formed a postvention crisis steering team to support residents and agency members in the county. The postvention team is the first in the state for this innovative approach and support after a tragedy, catastrophic event, or suicide. The team believes in Sublette County that we have the capacity to support suicide prevention as a core component of our healthcare services. The postvention team's mission is to assist as an organized resource to individuals and communities within Sublette County, providing education, logistical guidance, resource information, and emotional support to those impacted by suicide, sudden death, and/or a catastrophic event. Since November 2016, Sublette County has had no suicides. Unfortunately, last week we did. We feel the agency-wide partnerships are in part integral to saving lives. Our coalition firmly believes the support from the Sublette County Commissioners is what keeps us driven and passionate towards suicide prevention and recovery in Sublette County. Many county agencies and employees are involved in the aspects that circle around suicide and substance abuse.
These efforts, collaborating over time, have led to lives saved and fiscal responsibility for tax-paying residents in the county. We would like to thank the Sublette County Commissioners for their support in suicide prevention and recovery in our community. Their support for these programs, like the Sublette County Treatment Court and Sublette County Postvention Crisis Team, are forward-thinking initiatives within the state. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had to make a few changes while I was reading it, but so we'd like to give you guys. Kay was going to give them, and then Randy, you can hand them over. And then if we could have a picture, that would be great.
Oh, photo op.
Yes, that would be great. We are trying to bring awareness to suicide prevention, as well as the support for recovery. Do you have your camera?
Ladies.
No? Oh, I have my phone, so we'll take a picture. I have to send it in.
Go ahead and file on in there.
Okay, thank you very much.
We go on the other side.
Jump right in front of them there.
I'm right in there.
Thank you very much.
Jump right in there, Randy. You're fine.
Now I feel really tall.
Mine's all taped up right now. I'm nursing it. I'm going to therapy.
I want you in the picture, too. A really special part of it.
Yes.
I'm short. I'll go in front.
Kind of medium here.
I'm a little tall.
Okay. Cheers to self. Yeah, you can't figure out the colors.
You get it?
No, I can't.
It's an old. If you swipe up, then the camera little option might.
Okay, it's taking my own photo here. So.
Oh, yes.
Selfie mode.
I don't have any social media, or I would post all those to my social media.
It looks like Shad. Okay. He's
can Shad.
Yeah, he's.
Is it an iPhone? I don't speak
yeah,
iPhone.
It's iPhone.
Oh, no, I'm probably not the right.
You need a 14-year-old. There you go. She's closest.
She's the closest.
She's the closest
year old.
To 14.
I'm 28.
You're still the closest.
You present it to everybody on my list. Yeah. Everybody's got a picture of him on my.
Got it.
There
we got it.
Okay.
Now we'll try again.
I'm a Marine and stuff. A former Marine, I should say.
Once a Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Yeah.
Is that good?
I think so.
Yay! Thank you all very much. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm just.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for your support.
You bet. Thank you. Much appreciated.
We'll leave and
thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to save all my photo ops. You're like a machine, man.
Sheriff, come on up. We're going to keep stamping, but come on up.
Hold up.
Tag
team again for efficiency, if that's okay.
Yep. Go ahead and turn on both of those mics, Dave, if you will.
He said to keep standing. Stop.
Can we just
get right into this, or
you know, what? How? It's your show.
All right. I'll start doing some handouts here. Get everybody on the same page. Actually, it might be easier if I just pass them around.
Yeah, okay. That'd be fine.
And they'll come all the way around. There's one for each of us there, too, Sheriff.
Let's see. I need to grab one for Mary.
Oh, yep. One there. And, that one for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There.
Wow.
Should be three handouts total to each
there you go.
Member.
Is that D though?
Yeah, this is the D revision.
Okay.
Okay, you want to just dig in?
Yep.
Go for it. So, let me scoot up to the microphone.
Yes, please.
All right, so to begin with, when we last discussed this, we approved hiring radio consultant Jack Hart from TUSA Consulting to develop an RFP. Went through, actually this is the fourth revision now, and Casey and myself and Dave Smith have reviewed them and made some edits and adjustments, and we've come up with a good final product that we're presenting to the Board of Commissioners today for the technical specifications, which is the thickest document that is stapled together. That's revision D. In addition to that, there's the format of the RFP, which is the next staple document, which basically describes, here's how we want you to submit the RFP. Essentially what it says is that the Board of Commissioners is letting the RFP out. There's a schedule of events with the following dates of when we would like to see it implemented. Underneath of that, there's going to be a mandatory pre-proposal meeting. Jack Hart is the consultant, will answer any questions in the interim, and there's always going to be some questions about your tower height or any number of different things. And then they need to submit their proposals before January 15th to the county clerk's office to be considered. One thing that I want to hit on in this is that we reviewed this with the county attorney's office, and on section 1.1 on page 2 of the smaller stapled document, Matt Gaffney had asked me to specifically underline and bold the phrase under paragraph 1.1 that says the county specifically reserves the right to reject any proposals, considered alternatives, and waive any minor irregularities and technicalities, and to resolicit proposals. So we can do what we need to there.
Like that'll help.
and then right directly above that, vendor selection. I wanted to speak about that for just a few minutes. The RFP format that our radio consultant has provided to us, he said in the past he's done it in this format and had significant success with it. And specifically what it says is that the proposals will be evaluated by the county for conformance with project requirements. The contract awards will be based upon the following criteria. Compliance with the RFP. So here's the RFP in the format that we want. If they're compliant with that RFP, that'll be given 50% of the weight. Submitted references is 20%. And what that is if they've done this kind of work before, they should submit references to show in which county they've done a very similar system to, and we can review that and see, okay, they've had success there. We want to reach out to that county, visit with them, and make sure that if there's any stumbling blocks along the way that we're prepared for that. So that's 20% of the weight is how many times have you done that and how successful has it been in other locations that are similar projects. And then finally, the last one is pricing at 30%. So based on those evaluation criteria, we can make a decision that's best for what we're looking for. I think that might not be in the same vein as the way we've done that in the past, and so I thought that'd be worthwhile to have a discussion today. And if you need me to adjust anything there, however you want to move forward with that, I'd like to have that discussion today.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Chad, you said that the proposals had to be in to Mary by what date?
January 15th.
January 15th, okay.
Yeah. Sheriff, how are you on this proposal? I mean,
yeah, we're both on. I mean, everybody's on board.
Everybody likes the way it's proposed, and
yes,
I like the timeline here. I mean, by a year from now, we should have our own communication.
And that was the whole purpose of getting
ready to roll
going. Yep.
And that's why we had to get started now.
Right.
Questions, gentlemen.
Many questions. No, I shouldn't say many. Discussions at Waco. I brought up with several county commissioners about this proposal. And they said, so you're thinking about going on your own? And I said, yes, we are. And their comments were, we wish we could, but we don't have the money. They cannot afford. And so they're caught between a rock and a hard place. They can't afford to do it with WildLink, but they also can't afford to go out on their own.
Right,
so it'll be interesting to see who follows behind us if we're being the trendsetter here and going out on our own, because I don't believe anybody else has.
Yeah. So as far as the RFP goes, we trust Jack Hart for, you know, his expertise. We trust you guys and the county attorney for having gone through it. And I don't think any of us have an expertise at all on any type of an RFP for communications. So I think if you guys are good with it, we move forward. Any contrary thoughts?
No contrary thought, just one. On this system or structure for vendor selection, it just jumped out at me. Why would that process have to be isolated only to communications?
Right.
And that's this something we might take a look at for other projects.
This would be a great way.
And not just a flat-out bid.
To incorporate this
have it
in
all
other
written.
RFPs.
That just looks like a good thing all the way around, not just for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I just... couldn't keep my mouth shut when I saw it. Wow.
No, I agree with you. Tom?
In the first glance, you see this map of the towers. There's three listed here. Weren't we talking five previously? The one of Enterprises down in Big Sandy and possibly... First glance.
The RFP lists four specifically. The fifth one that you're referring to was there's actually two in the same general location, the Enterprise Tower and 7 miles away, the Jonah Tower. And originally we had asked, in the first version of this RFP, we'd asked the vendor to analyze those two towers and determine which one would be the better of the two towers to meet our needs. Since then, with some reviewing with Dave Smith and Jack Hart, we've made the decision that the Enterprise is the better of the two tower, and we would like to move forward with the Enterprise tower to better meet our needs and future expansion potential rather than the other one. Now, the one thing this RFP does do, though, is that anytime in the future that we do want to add a fifth tower, say in the Upper Green area or anywhere else in the county, that the way that the specification is designed and built, that we can easily bring in a fifth tower anywhere that we want to, you know, as long as we install the hardware and equipment necessary for the infrastructure. But the tower or the system allows for future expansion without having to rebuild the entire system.
Okay.
Was there any concerns?
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm sorry. Was there any concerns about the white pine? I remember a discussion that there was issues with doing anything at White Pine more than what had been done before. And tribal. I don't know if it was tribal or whatever.
And I don't know that we need to do anything else at White Pine. Am I correct in that, gentlemen?
Yes, the only thing that they would consider would be to increasing the height of the tower.
Yeah.
And I believe Dave says that we are allowed so many, I can't remember the exact number of feet, but we are allowed so many more feet within the contract. If we were going above that, then we would have to revisit with the elders
that's
cross
correct.
That path when we get there. The only other, you know, we did talk about fiber. So that would be another concern. I mean, that would be a huge hurdle to getting fiber to White Pine is, again, having, you know, getting cooperation with the tribe.
And I think that, in my mind, I was going to bring that up with Micah when we do phase two, mm-hmm. if they would include that in phase two to do fiber through part of phase one.
Yeah, the problem is
I don't know.
The fiber should have gone in phase one.
I agree. But we're addressing phase one and some other areas.
Right.
Possibly. I'm sure that's a stretch.
Yeah. I think we'll have a serious hurdle to get fiber up.
Go on.
Yes.
We had a real rough time getting what we got for the tower we have at White Pine through the tribe. It was a battle. Go ahead, Tom.
So my only last question was, this map keeps drawing my attention. Is this RFP for three towers currently, or four or five?
For four.
Four towers.
Okay.
Yeah. With and at any time we can go a fifth tower. Are you comfortable that the four towers will take care of us adequately at this point?
Yes, they should provide more coverage than what we're seeing right
now.
Okay.
All right. Good. Very good. Any more questions on the RFP, gentlemen? We will need to adopt this by motion to give them the ability to...
Mary's waving.
Oh, sorry, question. What? Does anybody else have any other questions? Go ahead.
One more time.
So back in the back on Appendix A where it lists the critical buildings, how was it determined what were the critical buildings?
Casey and I and Dave tried to confer and come up with a list of high need populations and then critical infrastructure within the county. But if you have any suggestions there for improvement, we can definitely add more.
Well, the only question that I've got is I'm looking at where it's got the retirement homes. Hmm. So it's the living facilities as opposed to like the senior center. Right.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like Rendezvous Point isn't on there, is the one that popped out at me, but Rendezvous Point isn't a living facility.
Correct.
These look like they're living facilities.
And we can add, you can add the Rendezvous Point. this is just where we would want portable radio coverage in the buildings. That's kind of what this is for.
And if you have Aspen Grove and the Pioneer Senior Center.
Those are living facilities as opposed to senior centers.
And if you have it there, you have it in the senior centers too, because they're right next door. Right?
That sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The intent was to serve the population needed. Cool. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, Chad?
One thing I'd bring up, and during the last meeting, you had asked me how many vendors were expected to participate. I worked with Jack and reached out to figure out who that was going to be. I was under the impression that E.F. Johnson and Ken were two different companies, and Harris and Tate were two different companies. But from what he told me, there's a single point of contact for those two. Anyhow, so you can see from the first handout, the single page handout, there'll be a total of 3 points of contact that we'll release the RFP to and solicit bids from to cover 5 companies total. And I don't know how those companies' relationships exist. I couldn't tell you where the division is.
Okay, very good. All 3 of those pretty outstanding outfits.
Absolutely, those are the national leaders in this level of service that we're asking for.
All right, perfect. Good. Further discussion, gentlemen. I'd like to entertain a motion.
Make a motion. We move forward with the RFP for the Sublette County technical specifications.
So our name. You guys wanted to.
Yes, name. Please.
Yes. So Sublette County Simulcast. SCS.
SCS.
Okay.
We're just an SCS.
Sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to make it short.
So second RFP,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we authorize Sublette County Simulcast to proceed forward with the request for proposals for the truncated simulcast radio system and simulcast VHF paging system. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Send her out.
Okay. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
Nothing more from you.
Sheriff, anything further from you?
I don't know. Unless you got any questions or concerns?
I don't think I have.
No more letters. So.
Yeah, right. Be patient. They'll come.
Yeah. Okay. No, we did. We re-replied, and then we did.
He did.
We took care of the bill.
So. Good. And he was.
I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
See you, Casey.
All right.
Thanks, man. Mr. Chairman, I received a phone call last night from the man that put the lights originally on the.
Spencer?
Yes.
Horton Spitzer.
Just thanking us for the job that the maintenance guys did, and he was just excited that, and evidently he was here over homecoming, and evidently was here towards evening and had a chance to look at it. So,
good.
It was nice to get a pleasant phone call.
Kudos to Andre.
I got a call about the lights on the statue. Oh. Very well done.
It's a
It doesn't matter. It's
everything been an ongoing deal for a while.
It's been a mess. Thank you. And when we last left off, Tom, you were, or you finished with your...
No, I actually mortgage.
Carry on.
We discussed the workshop for the broadband conversation. They haven't finalized the date. But Barbara Sessions from Endow said she would join us in that workshop.
Did you encourage them not to make it a week-long process?
No, those were 3 days to pick from, three not options. Three long days.
Okay, and was it a full day, or is it
It seemed more towards 4 hours before something.
Okay, so maybe a half day? Is that the idea?
It was leaning that way.
Can you help them get it running lean? There's really no need to sit and...
Well, you bet.
Yeah. Anyhow,
my good point there was the lady from Dow got up and gave it a big talk in front of all the commissioners and had a little fun with Sublette County because we're the worst in the state.
Yeah, that's what?
Huh? Broadband. Internet. Well...
Did you tell her she ain't telling us nothing?
And that's what she said. We're not going to talk about Sublette County because they already know.
They're going to send us some money?
Yeah. But the governor got up later and said that he, if I recall, Mac, correct me if I'm wrong, was going to put $105 million into this endow or moving forward.
And there's something to that effect.
Something. So that's that.
$105 million
was local.
Which is the local funding for counties.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And $105 million will get it from the Old Pal Cutoff to LaBarge.
Two different deals.
That's local funding. That's not endowed.
Yeah, that's
local government funding.
So when are we looking at tentatively for this meeting on broadband?
November, Tom, is that?
That's what Albert wanted.
Yeah, it's coming up. I have to look at my little calendar. I can tell it's on break.
Don't even sit down out there.
I'm just going to start the Relief Society.
Yeah, right.
Liz Cheney called into our committee hearings, and I'm hoping Joel can elaborate, which I think I... She said there's a bill on the floor to put a sunset on the WPI.
What that bill would do, it puts a sunset on not WPLI necessarily, but on all wilderness study areas.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
If they're not addressed one way or the other by, what is it, the end of 2018,
yes,
that they would automatically sunset them.
Good.
What that would do, if that bill should pass and become law, it would give the WPLI the option to either move forward if you want to make a specific recommendation, or if you do nothing, it's going to go away.
Right.
That would be the effect of it.
That's
well, that would be a benefit.
So she said it's on the floor right now. We'll see how it turns out. The land use plans come up a couple times. I didn't know if we were gonna, I think Joel was the last one to update those in 2006 or 7, was it? Is that correct?
Oh, Joel? No, we did those not too long ago.
Did you? I don't know.
Yeah.
We've never formally updated our natural resource plans.
No.
And we, at some point, we need to... There's some things that changed in the federal statutes that are not related to in there. And sometime we need to do that.
So I asked Pete if he would help us with getting Campbell County just updated theirs, and it sounded like it was pretty involved. But Pete was going to get everybody's land use plan together and then distribute them so we could compare.
I got you.
And possibly at that point we would consider updating.
I thought you was talking about our county land use planning.
No.
Because we just did that a couple of years ago with Bart.
Yeah.
think that's it.
Okay. Excellent. Todd, if you don't mind us stamping, jump on in. Okay, jump on in here.
Do you mind?
I don't mind.
We are almost finished.
Well, I'll be done by the time you're done.
I like it.
Little storm drain project. We ended up with two quotes on that.
Yeah.
After half a dozen phone calls to contractors. Anyway, R.S. Bennett and Premier Site Development gave us quotes. Premier's was $12,000.
Okay.
And R.S. Bennett was $11,380.
Pretty close. That's good.
It was close.
And Bennett, well, is they're very good at dirt work.
Their date of completion was November 15th.
Okay.
Before November 15th, Premier's was November 1st. So even the dates were close.
Okay.
The one thing that I messed up on, and I didn't think it was over the $7,500, is we were planning on direct purchasing the manhole.
Mm-hmm.
To try to keep this number down so we didn't have to have bonding.
Add-on.
But having said that, I guess I'm not a contractor. I don't. So I went back to Bennett. His quote, and I don't, was actually $11,200.
Okay.
So I went back and says, hey, where it's over $7,500, we are required to bond this. So his bonding was like $200 and something. That's why it's 11,300.
Okay.
So I have brought notice of awards so that we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
If you guys are okay with it.
You bet. I'll need a motion.
Make a motion to accept the bid from R.S. Bennett.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept the bid from R.S. Bennett for the manhole project. Any further discussion? Go ahead, Tom.
My only concern is we've awarded a lot of contracts to Bennett. I think they all have a deadline up really soon. I'm worried they're going to be pretty strung out. I know that's not our concern. So.
Well, and I'm a little concerned because I know he just picked one up in the town of Marbleton as well. So.
And they're still not done with the
4-H.
4-H. I haven't seen him there for a while. Matter of fact, I was getting ready to go over there.
So I guess
ready and find out why.
What type of penalty do we have if they are not complete on the date?
I don't think we included a penalty on this one.
I just want to make sure they've considered that. Not so much a penalty that they're going to get it done.
Well, there needs to be consequences if you're saying you're going to get a job done by a certain date.
And where we can do that is in the contract.
Okay. We can do that in the contract?
In the contract. Okay. My intention is I'm going to go talk to Corey because, like I say, I know he's got that one in Marbleton, too.
And they're still doing industrial. They're doing the Paradise.
What's the completion date on industrial site, do you know?
It's this fall.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
What?
It was in the paper. It was September
30th. So, in that.
Missed.
I just want to make sure that we've considered that.
Why are we not getting more people bidding?
You know, and the funny thing is, I had my secretary call everybody's input. Harbor was one of them that comes to mind. Left messages. I mean, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
What else we can do?
You know, they may be busy.
Which is a good thing.
It's the fall crunch. Everybody's trying to get what they already had planned on the books.
Yeah. I did talk to Corey. I mean, he doesn't view this much longer than a week. But having said that, he is concerned that the soils might not stay put. And I had mentioned to him maybe look at a trench box to help with that.
Well, anything with ocean, all that is going to have a trench box anyhow.
So,
to meet that federal standard of getting in anything deeper than 4 foot, unless it's terraced back, which I'm sure he knows all that.
Yeah, he does. He's aware of all that.
No, I don't think we have the room to do that either.
No, I mean, no room to terrace
it back. There's going to have to be some shoring, and that's probably what I missed as far as cost. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I mean, I was visualizing.
He's going to have to rent a trench box.
Digging a 13-foot hole and putting a manhole in the middle of it and filling it with rock. So I made it pretty simple. Mm-hmm. The timing of this, though, is we want it this fall. Is my suggestion.
Oh, yeah, it has to
why,
be done.
Why the groundwater's down. That helps the stability of the trench.
Well, if you can put something in the contract that there is a penalty for not getting it done.
And I should have brought a copy of the contract other than the one I had set up for this. Didn't include bonding.
Okay.
So I need to run that by Matt as well.
Okay. Dave?
Mr. Chairman, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, our obligations, maybe that's too strong a word, but our obligation is to award the bid to the lowest bidder. I think we've been in trouble with that before.
We have.
So I think the fail-safe thing to do when you have a repeated low bid or whatever is to put a penalty in the contract to protect us in case the work's not done by such and such a date, because I don't think we can say, well, we're not taking your bid because we don't think you're going to finish the work.
Can't do it that way. No way.
And having said that, I think we need to give the contractor the opportunity to back out. Where we really didn't,
we really didn't
have.
There's a deadline in there, but there was no
right. Well, I mean, we asked for their deadline. I mean, this is his. We didn't make the schedule for him. Okay.
That's not our requested deadline.
No, what we asked for on the quote was to give us a proposed completion date.
Okay.
So, and like I say, it's his completion date. It's not ours.
So I'm happy to follow through. That I just want to make sure it gets done.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, use that completion date. Only put a penalty clause in.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. So there's a motion on the table, and a second. Any further discussion? And then we'll direct Todd to draw up the contract accordingly, as we've talked about, right? Yes, sir. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What's a reasonable amount that you guys feel? It's got to be enough to sting.
Yep.
And it could be by the day or the week. I mean, for every week that he hasn't completed it, it could be another.
Whatever. Why we rely
what's
on
the total of amount of the
what's that?
What was the total on
it? 11,380. I mean, it's that's the other concern. It's such a small project. Yeah. He's probably getting penalized
more than he
on other jobs more than the money he'll lose on this one.
Well, we need to make up the difference between the two bids, so perhaps $500 in a week. And then that would be 2 weeks, and you'd be up
reasonable.
To the other bid.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable.
I mean, as long as frost doesn't hit,
really doesn't matter to us, but.
Depends on the weather.
You got to have a date.
But
you
got to
have a date or it won't get done.
Driving up here, I don't think frost is very far.
It's a small enough area that the ground heaters apply. Hey, you can apply a ground heater there, so that's there. They should have figured that out.
Okay. And this is a project that's in town, and it can't go on and on and on with a mess over here in the corner.
Yeah.
So there needs
snow
to
removal,
be a penalty.
You know,
right.
If it snows.
Okay.
There's three copies of that.
All right. So now this, but this
is just
the contract.
That's just a notice of award.
Okay.
What that'll do is that entitles him to go and get the bonding.
Okay.
And once the bonds are here. We've ordered the manhole, or we're going to order the manhole today. Instead of filling out all the paperwork and applications to get a credit at Old Castle, where you guys have bought a lot of material in the past, we're just going to cut him a check. He's got the manhole sitting there. He's just got to core it for us, and they'll ship it. By the time we get the contracts all put together, the manhole will be here.
Okay.
The only other thing I've got is the fire station. Mary reminded me that we was going to get the awnings put on that entrance. Mm-hmm. And Roger was going to get me a quote for that. And then, anyway, that never happened during the roofing project. So I've got the architect adding the awnings on that south side of the building.
Are the awnings any chance that that's something you and your crew can handle?
No. I mean, I had Doug look at it, and he would have preferred that they did it too.
The reason why is connecting back into the metal.
Yeah.
It's not a simple connection.
And you have to have the architect involved to do that.
And I actually, this architect that I've had working on this one, I've actually had pretty good luck with him.
Good.
He did mention, he says, Todd, he says, metal is going to be good. It's going to be a lot better than what we had, but he says the building is, the existing stucco is still going to be a maintenance nightmare. He says, have they considered residing it with something cheaper? I explained to him what the quotes and stuff were for the library metal. So he is looking at a different option while he's doing the awnings.
Okay.
Just to see if that's something that you guys would be interested in. Because I had to remind him it is a building from the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's been relatively maintenance-free up to this point.
I think we're always open to options.
So, but if he can come up with some kind of a veneer that looks nice and lasts.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, keep us posted then on what he comes up with. Andre, what do you have for us?
Just a couple things to let you guys know what I've been kind of working on, and one's the bulletproof glass at the circuit court. Okay. I'm still trying to get a quote. The guy has everything from me, and I'm just waiting on the quote. And then phone systems, I'm still working on that. I got a quote for my building to test this all out. Wasn't really happy with it because they want, you know, they own the equipment, but they want you to pay rent on each phone. Gotcha. So I've talked to them about giving us a quote where we own the equipment, and also ask them, you know, why we'd be paying full price with the right. with the volume that we would be, you know, once we get the whole thing done. And so they're working that. The ice rink, things are going really well. The board over there accepted that AA team.
Good.
And required them to have 6 practices and 6 games here in town, which is good.
Beautiful.
And that 6 games will probably include a tournament, probably.
Nice.
So that'll be a lot of people here.
Nice. So we're going to get that thing used.
Yeah. Oh, it's already. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. Been this last weekend, it was nonstop people on the ice.
Beautiful. You obviously have your ice down and complete.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's done. It all worked out really good.
Good.
They got a 3-on-3 tournament coming up this month as well. So, I mean, it's already, we're already, I mean, just gangbusters in that direction.
Will his water bill for that ice come to you? Will you keep an eye out for that? I'd like to know what that water bill is.
Don is, it's kind of hard for me to tell. I like to see dollars, but he's claiming he's already saving us 17% on energy over there just with the little things that he's done already. And we're still trying to get quotes on some of the bigger stuff where we really could save some energy with that equipment in the back.
And what he explained to me was that he has been able to cut the amperage by 17%, which equates to a 17% cost savings.
Yeah.
That's kilowatt hours.
Yeah.
And we did turn in paperwork to the power company trying to get some kickbacks on how many kilowatts I think we cut.
Yeah, good. That'd be good information.
Because I think it was like 15 cents a kilowatt.
Kilowatt.
Or something. Beauty. Like that. So we turned all that in.
Good.
So, I mean, I know that we don't have very good luck with them as far as those things go, but if we're already working on cutting it for our benefit, we might as well try and get something out of it.
Absolutely.
And then this one is a little premature, but we're working on it, is that generator for Marbleton Fire that everything's kind of been approved for. We have a generator that we were all under the impression would not work over there.
Yeah.
Well, it's come out now that, yeah, it's possible that it could work. Mm-hmm. So I got Dan Liske coming out to give us a quote on what it would take to modify it. And then if it all works out, we may be able to save just a pile of money. I mean, we're looking at maybe $20,000
good
savings.
Do they operate all the lights, everything with their generator now?
I'm not sure exactly what they operate.
Or is it just the doors and emergency lights?
Well, some of it's going to be they got to keep the doors. I think they operate everything with it.
See, that's yeah. I mean,
and
that's,
this
that's
generator's big enough to do that for sure. Cool. I mean, it's a little large for the building, but if we got it and we can save the money, so we're working on it.
We've tried to use that generator for years and can't.
Well, that's what they're saying, but Keith said no. Well, actually, I called Cummins and they said it can be restrapped and can work. And I mean, I gave them all the information for the generator, and so I let Dan know that he's going to look at it, and then we'll see what it will cost. And I mean, generator alone would be $20,000 savings. I mean, we still have to have an electrician hook it all up and all that.
But it could be retrofitted, and if we can use it,
so
beautiful. Okay.
And that's what I got.
Speaking of electrical, Keith and I went and looked at the library, Big Piney Library.
Oh, okay.
That's becoming a maintenance, lighting maintenance nightmare.
Okay.
I have asked an electrical engineer to get us some quotes on upgrading that building.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything yet, but as soon as I do, I'll wait.
Yeah, some of those lights are just, I mean, practically falling apart in his hands.
Does that need to go through an electrical engineer, or can we use local contractors?
Well, we can use local contractors, but we need an electrical engineer.
But they have to engineer.
Because what we don't want to do, you don't want me saying, oh, let's use that light bulb right there, it's pretty, and then still have it dark in the library.
Okay.
I mean, that's.
But we'll use local contractors to do that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right.
And then everything we switch to LED.
Fair.
Just because in the long run we'll save. Okay. So.
Super.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you sign them?
I did. I gave them to Mary.
Do you want a copy of them?
Probably.
All right. Anything further, gentlemen? Okay.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Good work. How's the shoulder, Andre?
I need to get him looked at.
Well,
later.
We don't care if
it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
sounds good. We'll talk.
I'll get it.
Are these hockey related injuries?
No. Motocross.
Oh. But what did he do?
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
You're playing hockey too?
No, I don't play hockey. I play falling on the concrete.
But it wasn't off your horse?
No. About as bad, though.
Yeah. Shad, did you have something else for us?
Briefly, I'm going to visit with Todd after I get down here, too. But I forgot to mention one thing. Remember the EZ spectrum analysis that we brought in as part of the proposal? They got back and said that our existing frequencies are sufficient to transfer over to the new system. We don't need to purchase any new frequencies. So
beautiful.
Integrate really well.
Glad to hear that. Thanks, Shad. Good news.
Good news.
Good. Okay, let's see. Left off with Commissioner Burnett for old business.
As Max stated, we attended the healthcare district meeting last night in Marbleton. A couple of things from that meeting. I think it was rightfully established that the decision to pursue the call rests solely upon the healthcare district. And the other thing is, I think, from what I've heard, it's their intent to pursue with, they've made the decision to pursue with the critical access hospital.
Okay. Is that all you have to report?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Bousman.
This is what I should have given last month when I missed a meeting. But,
you know, we really enjoyed your texts while you were under the influence.
We're going to compliment you.
That's a good thing you did. Yeah. September 6th, 7th, and 8th was the PILT SRS fly-in, and I attended that at county expense, of course. We got there, the commissioners were divided into seven different groups. And out of those seven groups, we had over 60 appointments with key members of the House and Senate. I was included as part of a joint congressional briefing and was on the agenda with some senators and representatives, and I was able to present our search and rescue helicopter, was remade into a NACO video supporting SRS funding.
Got that via email.
That went over well. A lot of questions. They did a good job at NACO of explaining how that money was used. Sublette County receives last year $463,000 in SRS and almost $900,000 in PILT. And the question came up amongst the commissioners, and we never got an answer to it, is it's our understanding that money is distributed through the state, right, Mary? The SRS funding?
Yep.
And so somebody asked the question, well, and we did have some school people there, a few, but the question came up, how much money in Wyoming is going to the schools? And because of the lack in school funding in the legislature and that sort of thing, it would make a lot of sense if the schools and the state were, of course, the governor's office has always been in strong support of PILT and SRS, but I've never heard a discussion in Wyoming how much money does go to the schools.
So when we get our SRS money...
Well, we get is ours, right?
No, we give
we
a portion
give it to the school. Yeah.
So we can answer that question for the county.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So we give a percentage of that because SRS is supposed to be schools.
Secure rural
road,
school.
Right,
fire,
and then you've got the Title
rescue.
One, Title Two,
Title,
title
and it's
Three,
title one,
all
title,
that stuff.
Yeah.
It's fairly
yeah.
complicated.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was. Everybody said that's a good question. It would be good if we had an answer to that before another year,
yeah.
Assuming we get funding. So that appeared to be a successful effort. SRS is not funded, and unless it is included in some upcoming funding, that will go away for everybody.
How much did we get last year?
463,000. So, you know, it's substantial.
That's it.
When do they decide?
Well, it just depends on Congress. And if they attach it to something and it goes through, fine. If they don't, it won't happen. It's gone, basically, unless it's funded or appropriated. So that's the situation there. I was able to break off and attend other meetings other than PILT and SRS. We had a very good meeting with BLM in the Washington office and followed up about the work we've done on the BLM planning process with the county involvement and making recommendations to BLM on enhancing the county's role in the planning process, EAs, EISs, that sort of thing, and requested that the BLM share with us what they're ultimately going to turn in to Secretary Zinke based on his executive order. And they did. About the next week, actually 2 weeks ago, we had a webinar, and they went over their recommendations and some of the key things we'd asked for that we thought was a pretty big ask. According to what was presented at that webinar, counties will be, assuming the secretary accepts the recommendations, counties will be accepted as part of the ID team in the BLM planning process, which is a big deal, can be a big deal if counties want to do that. That's where you really get a seat at the table and provide information to BLM that's part of their decision-making process. So, we'll see what happens there. We did have a good meeting with not with the secretary himself, but with the deputy secretary. And as part of that, we were presented with the Secretary Zinke's top 10 priorities. And I felt that this was probably worth sharing. So I recopied those, and we had a lengthy discussion. They went through each one of those and asked the question to us was, how can local governments help us meet these priorities? I had a really good discussion, and whether what'll come of it remains to be seen, but it was quite a refreshing experience to have the Secretary of Interior's office ask for more help from local governments. There's some discussion about moving the BLM headquarters to the west, for example, maybe Denver, Salt Lake, Boise, Idaho, we don't know where.
Wouldn't that make sense?
And make it more accessible. I mean, those are things that are being talked about that was part of this discussion. So I guess that pretty well covers that. The Forest Collaborative is in the Sublette County Forest Collaborative. We're in the process of applying for grant money. They're referred to as a Joint Chiefs grant proposal, and that the Joint Chiefs means the Chief of NRCS and the Chief of the Forest Service. We're coming together with that grant application, which would result in being able to do some active forest management from Bonder Ant to Union Pass. And I've been asked to emphasize to the Forest Service that if you really want to get that money, you have to provide a coherent schedule of when are you going to do what? What's going to happen on the ground that warrants us giving you this money? Right now, I'm told that's lacking, but I've talked to both ranger districts, I've talked to the Forest Soup and Deputy Supervisor, and hopefully we will get our ducks in a row that the Deputy Supervisor has a good sense of what needs to go in that application, and he's in a position to review that and make sure that we have that schedule in a way that if the question coming from Washington is, if we give you this money, we don't want it to sit on the shelf. We want to be assured it's going to translate into projects on the ground, which is a good thing.
Right.
So anyway, we're working on that. We got word here a few days ago that the Pinedale BLM's temporary non-renewable that we worked so hard on and participated in, After the record of decision was made to give the field manager the authority to do that, now it's under appeal by Western Watersheds. That'll go before IBLA, and I learned this morning that at least BLM feels pretty comfortable that IBLA judge is generally pretty supportive of what BLM is done, as long as they followed the process they were supposed to. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. So I guess that's all I've got, Mr. Chairman.
I would like to publicly thank Commissioner Bowser for all the time and effort that he puts into these public lands issues. We're pretty blessed to have a commissioner that A, has the fortitude, and B, has the knowledge to do these things. So I want to just publicly thank you, Commissioner Bowser, for all your hard work on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, yes. You also need to know that Commissioner Bowser was awarded the Commissioner of the Year for Wyoming.
No kidding.
Wow. Congratulations.
Just more work to do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now and in the future.
Very, very well deserved.
I got that one.
Yeah, right.
I picked right up on that.
You picked up on that, right?
Yes, sir, yeah. I did.
Congratulations. That's terrific. Let's see. While a couple of the commissioners were vacationing at Waco, Commissioner Burnett and I were holding the fort down here. And
Did a good job.
Had various and sundry meetings and phone calls from broadband to road issues to everything. So I will not bore you with the details, what I spent time with. Commissioner Bousman, what can we do to help with WIR next week?
I'm going to be sitting down with Mary when we get back from lunch, and kind of Mary and Pete have basically took care of the details, and we're going to go over it one final time. I don't know that there's anything I need to ask you to do necessarily, other than invite you to, on Tuesday's the big day of activities, and there'll be a report from Interior Department. We're still have a blank spot in the agenda for the Forest Service. Mm-hmm. NACO, through our Forest Service liaison, invited the regional Nora Rasher from the regional office, the deputy, the forester, regional forester, to give a report on what's the new direction from the Forest Service, what are they hearing from this administration, that sort of thing, and haven't heard anything back. And so I'm going to be trying to work more on that today, because we're getting close on time. There is one person in USDA in D.C. that's formerly Forest Service that's kind of, would kind of be the head of all this, that called all the Forest Service leadership to Arizona last week and explained to them this is the new direction we're going in the Forest Service in the United States. And I asked NACO yesterday, would there be a chance we could get him? And, of course, getting somebody from there on this short of notice, you know, they've got their schedules booked out for a month in advance, so I don't know if that's even a possibility, but if we could get Doug Cradle here, that would really be an eye-opener for everybody.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. I don't know who we're going to have, but we'll have somebody. But Mary and I will go over these details. Okay. And
let us know what we need to do to help. Yeah. I plan on being at the social events Monday night and Tuesday night. So
good.
If you need anything there.
I've got the tablecloths for the table. So.
You've got the tablecloths? Mary's got the tablecloths. We're covered. All right. Good.
We're having meat or chicken.
You don't order chicken. Mary will not.
I did.
Mary will not order chicken for you. Sorry.
That's
right. All right. I think that is pretty much all I have also. We are going to adjourn our meeting, Lance, and we will not be back this afternoon. Our meeting is complete today. We'll go have lunch.
Hey, Lance.